black woman that I am. Don't love me just because my body is shaped as such. My breasts are full, so is my behind. My skin a caramel brown, just a little rum roasted. And becoming more and more toasted. But my mind is of another generation's time. Black woman. Don't hate me because I love you enough to let you go, or did I mean let you grow? If I set you free and you did not come back to me, you would not mind to have what hope. And this is not a test, just a tear to unjail a strong mind with a free spirit. I know. To you, these are empty words in a pit, and you just don't want to hear it. I am your black woman. Respect me for giving freedom to a black butterfly. One who would fly high amongst the winds of the sky, and yet every night I cry. I have yet to teach my sweet young prince about the things I learned. My time, I thought, had come and gone, you see. I love you. Can't you see this? That is not wrong, nor is it right. I am your black woman. Yet you question my motives for whatever I do. Hello? You realize I am the mother to all black men. I love them, for they are my future, past, and essence of life. That is why I carry all. And you question me again, saying why? To that I say, my reason is this. I gave birth to a black man, and so did my mother. And her mother before her. I belong to a race of black Africans, Indians, Jamaicans, and of course you all well know we are part Caucasian. A mixture of all the brown and pink Americans. I am a queen of young and an angel to the mystical old. For this, I must be courageous and I must be bold. Black women. What we are. But don't be fooled. This is neither wrong nor is it right. I bleed. I love and someday I will die. The woman that I am. No name, no fame, just by my man.